This is the way, Siha.
This is the way.
Episode 262, Tipitaka, part 173, in which I will continue reading the Tipitaka, specifically the Vinaya Pitaka, Discipline Basket. We're doing that first, for the first few years. And the Mahavagga, and specifically Mahavagga 6. This is part 8 of Mahavagga 6. If you want to start at the beginning of Mahavagga, you can click right there. If, on the other hand, you would like to start at the very beginning of the Tipitaka, the first book, we're on the fourth book, you can click right there. That's the Tipitaka playlist. And if you are interested in perhaps other forms of Buddhism, I mean more recent forms of Buddhism since this is the earliest. So Mahayana, Zen, Vajrayana, Tibetan, Japanese forms of Vajrayana. Then click here, that's the introduction, and that will give you the instructions about where to find all of that. And so, without further ado, let's find out what our favorite group of 6th century BC Bihar recluses are up to today. Then the Lord approached Kotigama. The Lord stayed there at Kotigama. Then the Lord addressed the monks, saying, quote, monks, it is by not understanding, not penetrating the four Aryan truths, that there is this long, long running on and faring on, both for me and you. What for? Monks, it is through not understanding, not penetrating the Aryan truth of ill, that there is this long, long running on and faring on, both for me and for you. Monks, it is through not understanding, not penetrating the Aryan truth of the uprising of ill. The Aryan truth of, for the YouTube algorithm, we're reading ancient Indian scriptures that have been, maybe there's a different way I should be pronouncing that word. It refers, in this context, completely in a vacuum within this context, it's like high class, classy, you know? And not coincidentally, it also is the name that Persians used to refer to themselves. It's the name of the people from that region known as Iran. Aryan, Iran, kind of the same word, but yeah, then just recently, like 100 years ago, some idiots in Northern Europe were like, hey, this caste system sounds nice to me, sort of reminiscent of the colonialism we've developed in the past few 100 years, and then the word came to be the one that the YouTube bot is currently flagging and investigating this video to be like, blonde guy saying Aryan 15 times in a video. Investigate. So anyway, that's what's happening. I'll keep reading. Let's see where this goes. Monks, it is through not understanding, not penetrating the Aryan, I don't know another way to pronounce it, Aryan truth of the uprising of ill, the Aryan truth of the stopping of ill, the Aryan truth of the course leading to the stopping of ill, that there is this long, long running on and faring on both for me and for you. Therefore, monks, if the Aryan truth of ill is understood, is penetrated, if the Aryan truth of the uprising of ill, three dots, thank you, Polytech Society, for quite possibly reducing the number of times I have to say Aryan by one. If the Aryan truth of the stopping of ill, three dots, if the Aryan truth of the course leading to the stopping of ill is understood and penetrated, then cut off is the craving for becoming, destroyed is the conduit for becoming, there is not now again becoming. Again becoming is hyphenated. End quote. Not seeing the four Aryan truths as they really are, long is the journey fared on in birth after birth, birth after birth. When these are seen, removed is the conduit for becoming. The root of ill cut off, there is not now again becoming. In other words, you won't have to reincarnate again after this until the Mahayanas come around and tell you you should be a bodhisattva and keep coming around until everybody's enlightened. We're still in pre-sectarian early Buddhism before all that stuff got developed, let's say. Anyway, the courtesan Ambapali heard. I feel like we should give him a character. That's the courtesan Ambapali. Quote, they say that the Lord has reached Kotigama, end quote. Then the courtesan Ambapali, having had very many magnificent vehicles harnessed, having mounted a magnificent vehicle, went off with the very magnificent vehicles from Visali to see the Lord. I wonder if he's going to like their magnificent vehicles. Imagine Lord Buddha being like, hey, pop the hood. I want to see what this thing is. This Hemi? Oh, sweet. Hey, how many cylinders? And I don't know what I'm talking about. Having gone by vehicle as far as the ground was parentheses suitable and parentheses for a vehicle, she alighted from, she? Oh, all right. Ambipala. This is Ambipala's a lady. All right. She alighted from the vehicle and approached the Lord on foot. Having greeted the Lord, she sat down at a respectful distance. The Lord gladdened, rejoiced, roused, delighted the courtesan Ambapali with talk on Dhamma as she was sitting down at a respectful distance. The courtesan Ambapali, having been gladdened, three dots, delighted with talk on Dhamma by the Lord, spoke thus to the Lord, quote, Lord, may the Lord consent to a meal with me on the morrow together with the order of monks, end quote. The Lord consented by becoming silent. The courtesan Ambapali, having understood the Lord's consent, rising from her seat, having greeted the Lord, departed, keeping her right side towards him. Then the Lichavis of Visali heard. They sound Italian, they're not. They're from ancient Bihar. Quote, they say that the Lord has reached Kotigama, end quote. Then the Lichavis of Visali, having had very magnificent vehicles harnessed, having parentheses each and parentheses mounted a magnificent vehicle, went off with the very magnificent vehicles from Visali to see the Lord. Some lichavis were dark green. Okay. Maybe this is... I didn't expect to have green-skinned people until we got closer to Vajrayana era 1,000 years later, but maybe there were green-skinned folks in the original scriptures. This is very interesting. They would be from the realm of the north, where Green Tara is from. I'll keep reading. And what's his name? Amoghasiddhi. That came later. Just ignore everything I just said. Some lichavis were dark green. Dark green in color. Their clothes were dark green. Their ornaments were dark green. Some lichavis. Is Ambapali a lichavi? If so, well, I'll keep reading. We'll update as we go as needed. Some lichavis were yellow, yellow in color. Oh, all right. So some are from the south, some are... Okay, I'll just keep reading. This is before the different... So in Vajra, let's put up the five Dhyani Buddhas. So up in this particular context means west. So the red one is in the west. The blue one is in the east. The yellow one is in the south, and the green one is in the north, and then the white one is in the center. Sorry to be referring to not by their proper names, but just by their colors. Okay, so we're not talking about that, because otherwise the lichavis, if they're all from one of the four directions, then they would all have the same skin color. So we're at a different... I'll keep reading. Some were yellow, yellow in color, three dots. Their ornaments were yellow. Some lichavis were red, red in color, three dots. Their ornaments were red. Some lichavis were white, white in color. Their clothes were white. Their ornaments were white. No blue ones. Interesting. Only the Jamaican flag and white. Then the courtesan Ambapali drove up against the many young lichavis, pole to pole. I don't get it, but it sounds... Yoke to yoke, oh, wheel to wheel. So all the cars are, I mean, the vehicles, luxurious, magnificent vehicles. Wheel to wheel, axle to axle. Then these lichavis spoke thus to the courtesan Ambapali, quote, "Now then, why do you, Ambapali, drive up against the many young lichavis, pole to pole, yoke to yoke, wheel to wheel, axle to axle," end quote. Quote, "Indeed, young gentlemen, it is because the order of monks with the awakened one at its head is invited by me for the morrow," end quote. Quote, "Now then, Ambapali, give up this meal for us for 100,000, end quote. Quote, "But if, young gentlemen, you were to give up Visali with its produce, I would not give up this meal," end quote. She's bargaining. Okay. Then these lichavis snapped their fingers, saying, quote, "Truly, we are beaten by this mango girl." There's a footnote. With probably intended as a play on her name itself with the mango grove she owned. Oh, all right. Very clever, lichavis. "Truly, we are defeated by this mango girl," end quote. Then these lichavis approached the Lord. The Lord saw these lichavis coming from afar, and seeing them, he addressed the monks, saying, quote, "By whatever monks, the devas of the 30 have not seen before, look, monks, at the lichavi company. Look again, monks, at the lichavi company. Compare, monks, the lichavi company to the company of the devas of the 30. End quote. Then these Lichavis, having gone by vehicle as far as the ground, 3 knots. So this part is the same as in one down to what? As a change as in to down to. Otherwise, it's the same as some stuff that we read yesterday. Thanks, Polytech Society. I say facetiously because I'm not really thanking you. You could have left that in. Then we wouldn't have to run around like chickens with our head cut off, goose chasing your damn. Thank you, Polytech Society. Quote, Lord, may the Lord consent to a meal with us on the morrow. End quote. Quote, I have promised, Lichavis, parentheses, to take, end parentheses, a meal with the courtesan Ambapali tomorrow, end quote. Then these Lichavis snapped their fingers, saying, quote, truly we are beaten by this mango girl. Truly we are defeated by this mango girl, end quote. Then these Lichavis, having approved of what the Lord had said and given thanks for it, rising from their seats, having greeted the Lord, departed, keeping their right sides towards him. Then the Lord, having stayed in Kotigama for as long as he found suiting, approached Natigata. That's it? You're not going to finish? Oh, no, okay, she's still there. Approached Natika. Then, excuse me, the Lord stayed there at Natika in the brick residence. Then the courtesan Ambapali, having had sumptuous food, solid and soft, prepared towards the end of that night in her own park, had the time announced to the Lord, saying 3 dots, parentheses. So, you remember before, you remember yesterday, there were people that were inviting the Lord, and there was a point where they had to tell the Lord the time. So, yeah, it's that. It's those two sentences. We here at the Polytech Society would prefer to save a little bit of ink and make you go flip through pages and chase things. So we're not going to tell you what she said, but it's kind of similar to what they said yesterday. Or yet last time. Thank you, Polytech Society. Can you tell? Do I mean it? Am I really thankful? Sat down at a respectful distance. As she was sitting down at a respectful distance, the courtesan Ambapali spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, I, Lord, would give this Ambapali Grove to the order of monks with the awakened one at its head. End quote. The Lord accepted the park. Yeah, I mean, when someone offers you a park, do like Lord Buddha and say, thank you, and take the deed and just put it in your pocket. No, you know, false humility. No, like, oh, no. Parks, who needs parks? Land, free land? Keep it. Pass it down to your family. In 2,000 years, you know, the government might come and need it for some kind of military thing, and then pay up the... I'll keep reading. Sorry. The Lord accepted the park. Then the Lord, having gladdened, rejoiced, roused, delighted the courtesan Ambapali with talk on Dhamma, rising from his seat, approached the great grove. The Lord stayed there at Vasali in the great grove, in the hall with the peaked gable. Told is the portion for repeating on the Lichavis. Weren't they kind of like side characters? Wasn't it? I didn't get the sense that she was a Lichavi. Maybe I misread it, but what did the Lichavis do other than just stand on the sidelines like, and we want to give him food. Oh, we don't get to give him food. With attitude. Okay, cool. Nice. Now at that time, many distinguished lijavis. Oh, so we're still talking. So we're not, it said told is the portion for repeating on the lichavis. We're still talking about the lichavis. Is this one going to be about? I'll keep reading. Now, at that time, many distinguished lichavis. These are many distinguished lichavis. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try something. Sitting together, assembled in a moat hall, were in many a figure speaking praise of the awakened one, praise of Dhamma, praise of the order. Now at that time, the general Siha, a disciple of the Jains. Oh, this is the first time in these scriptures that we're getting direct, explicit mention of Jainism, the Jainists, the Jains. Two of those were words, the third one wasn't the ism. You can be a Jainist? No, you can be a Jain and follow Jainism, but that doesn't make you a Jainist. If you try to Google Jainist, it'll say, "Do you mean Jain?" Anyway, the Jain Sutras are here, 25 episodes of me reading the scriptures of Jainism, you might say, in preparation for this. We did that before we started the Tipitaka. Okay, because they're a bit older. And by a bit, I mean 20 years or maybe several thousand. Okay, anyway, came to be, now at that time, the general Siha, a disciple of the Jains, came to be sitting in that company. Then it occurred to the general Siha, quote, "Undoubtedly, this will be a lord, a perfected one, a wholly awakened one, since these distinguished lichavis, sitting together assembled in the moat hall, are in many a figure speaking praise of the awakened one, praise of Dhamma, praise of the order. Suppose I were to go up to see this lord, perfected one, holy awakened one," end quote. I believe he would have called him a Tirthankara. Then the general Siha approached Nataputta, the Jain, who, if there's one thing you can say about Nataputta, is that he was not. Sorry, it's spelled like this. Nataputta, the Jain, let's give him a. Not, here he is with standing next to Siha. Siha and Nataputta. Nataputta the Jain, having approached, he spoke thus to Nataputta the Jain, quote, "I want, honored sir, to go along to see the recluse Gotama," end quote. Quote, "But how can you, Siha, being one who asserts and ought to be done?" What's that? This and the Akiriyavada each had its own adherents. Gotama put his own interpretation on each theory. Oh. He is reputed to say of the Jatilas that they are Kiriyavadino and Kamavadino, and it is apparently for this reason that he grants them a concession. Oh, thank you for that information, Polytech Society. It was almost something. Right. How can you, Siha, being, this is Nataputta talking, who asserts and ought to be done, go along to see the recluse Gotama, who asserts and ought not to be done? Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, the Jains, they say when you walk, you should sweep. When you pray, you should cover your face with a little cloth. So there's a lot of like, this is how you get to enlightenment, where Buddhism is much more, this is, you get to enlightenment by not doing these things, Jain says. Well, you're also supposed to not do things in Jainism. So I don't know where this is going. I'll keep reading. He teaches a doctrine of an ought not to be done, and in that he trains disciples. End quote. Then that which had been the strong aspiration of General Siha for going to see the Lord abated. So Nataputta's a bad guy. He keeps people from going to see the Buddha. Can you imagine if you were incarnate and in the same area as Lord Buddha, and you were like, I think I want to go see him, and some schmuck talked you out of it? I wouldn't forgive them for millennia. Millennia. I'd be incarnating and just poking them for their whole life, every lifetime. Anyway, then a second time did the distinguished Lichavis, sitting together, assembled in the moat hall, four dots. And a second time did it occur to the general Siha, quote, undoubtedly this will be a lord, a perfected one, four dots. Suppose I were to go up to see this lord, perfected one, wholly awakened one, end quote. And a second time did the general Siha approach Nataputta, the Jain, quote, three dots, and in that trains disciples, end quote. And a second time did that abate, which had been the strong aspiration of the general Siha for going to see the Lord. And a third time it occurred to the general Siha, quote, undoubtedly this will be a Lord, perfected one, wholly awakened one, since these distinguished Lichavis, sitting together assembled in the moat hall, are in many a figure speaking praise of the awakened one, praise of Dhamma, praise of the order. What can these Jains do for me, whether I have asked for permission or have not asked for permission? Suppose that I, although I have not asked for permission from the Jains, were to go along to see this Lord, perfected one, wholly awakened one, end quote. That's the spirit. That's what I like to hear from the Jains. I'm just kidding. Not kidding at all. Just kidding. Then the general Siha, with some 500 chariots, departed from Visali in broad daylight to see the Lord. Having gone by vehicle as far as the ground was parentheses suitable and parentheses for a vehicle, having alighted from the vehicle, he approached the Lord on foot. Having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, General Siha spoke thus to the Lord, quote, Lord, I have heard this, quote, within quotes, the recluse Gotama affirms an ought not to be done. He teaches a doctrine of an ought not to be done, and in that he trains disciples, end quote, within quotes. I assume that these, Lord, who say, quote, within quotes, the recluse Gotama affirms an ought not to be done, three dots. Thank you, Polytech Society, that time unironically. Didn't need to hear that twice in a row in the same sentence. And in that trains disciples, end quote within quotes, our Lord asserting parentheses fairly, end parentheses, what the Lord affirms, and are not misrepresenting the Lord by what is not fact, but are putting forth a doctrine which conforms to his doctrine. I assume that no one who is his fellow Dhamma man, oh, Dhamma man, let's add that to our vocabulary. Use that in a sentence today. If people go, what? Then you can say Dharma. Sanskrit ended up being the popular one. I swear, whenever I type Tipitaka in certain things, autocorrect changes it to Tripitaka. Uncultured. Where was I? Yes. A holder of his views comes to a position incurring blame. Indeed, we, Lord, do not want to misrepresent the Lord. End quote. I can already tell that this next part is going to be reminiscent of the very beginning of the Tipitaka when he was talking to the Brahmin who ended up becoming a lay follower. Here we go. Lord Buddha replies, quote, there is, Siha, a way which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama asserts an ought not to be done. He teaches a doctrine of an ought not to be done, and in this he trains disciples, and quote in quotes, there is Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote in quotes, the recluse Gotama asserts and ought not to be done, three dots trains disciples, and quote in quotes, there is Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama asserts annihilation, three dots trains disciples, and quote within quotes, there is Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who detests, he teaches a doctrine of detestation, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes, there is Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is a leader away, he teaches a doctrine of leading away, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes, there is Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is a quote within quotes, burner up, and quotes within quotes within quotes. He teaches a doctrine of quote within quote, burning up, and quote within quote within quote. And in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes. There is, Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is not destined to another parentheses kind of end parentheses becoming. He teaches a doctrine of no other kind of becoming, and in this he trains disciples. There is, Siha, a way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is confident. He teaches a doctrine of confidence, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes. And what, Siha, is the way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, I mean quotes within quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who asserts an ought not to be done, he teaches a doctrine of an ought not to be done, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes, indeed, I, Siha, assert of misconduct in body, speech, and thought, that it not to be done. That it ought not to be done. I assert of manifold evil and wrong states, parentheses of mind, end parentheses, that they ought not to be done. This is the way, Siha, in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama asserts what ought not to be done. He teaches a doctrine of what ought not to be done, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes. Pause. We're still in the middle of the Lord Buddha quote. I just wanted to share that I believe I've learned something, that if somebody accuses you of being a certain way, that you should reply and say, there is a way that one speaking truly of me could say, and then repeat the accusation. And hopefully, if you say it slowly enough, you'll have thought of something clever. Otherwise, just pretend your phone is ringing and then run away. That's what I'd say. Continuing. And what, Siha, is the way in which one, three dots, could say, quote in quotes, the recluse Gotama asserts what ought to be done, three dots, trains disciples, end quote within quotes. Indeed, I, Siha, assert of good conduct in body, speech, and thought, that it ought to be done. Of manifold right states, parentheses of mind, end parentheses, that they ought to be done. This is the way, Siha, three dots. And what, Siha, is the way in which one, three dots, could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama asserts annihilation. Three dots, trains disciples, end quote within quotes. Indeed, I, Siha, assert the annihilation of passion, hatred, stupidity. I assert the annihilation of manifold evil and wrong states, parentheses of mind, end parentheses. This is the way, Siha, three dots. And what, Siha, is the way in which three dots could say, quote in quotes, if three dots could speak, quote in quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who detests. He teaches a doctrine of detestation, and in this he trains disciples, end quote in quotes. Indeed, Siha, I detest misconduct in body, speech, and thought. I teach a doctrine of detestation for entering upon manifold evil, wrong states, parentheses of mind, end parentheses. This is the way, Siha, three dots. And what, Siha, is the way in which one, three dots, could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who is a leader away. He teaches a doctrine of leading away, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes. Indeed, I, Siha, teach a doctrine of the leading away of passion, hatred, stupidity. I teach a doctrine of the leading away of manifold evil, wrong states, parentheses of mind, end parentheses. This is the way, Siha, three dots. And what, Siha, is the way in which one, three dots, could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who is a, quote within quotes, burner up, end quote within quotes, within quotes. He teaches a doctrine of burning up, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes. Indeed, I, Siha, speak of evil, wrong states which are searing, misconduct in body, speech, and thought. He for whom, Siha, evil wrong states that are searing are destroyed, cut off at the root, made like a palm tree, so utterly done away with that they can come to no future existence. Him I call one who is a, quote unquote, within quotes, burner up, end quote within quotes. Or no, that was just quote within quotes. Earlier he had said, if you say, quote within quotes, because he's talking, so quotes, he's quoting them, so quotes within quotes. If you say, I'm a burner up, quotes within quotes, within quotes. Now he's not saying you say, he's just saying in his quotes, so it's quotes within quotes only. For a truth finder, Siha, evil wrong states that are searing three dots existence. Okay, Polytech Society, this is an example of a case where the three dots are obnoxious. Because where do I even start to try to find whatever you assume that I know should go within those three dots? What other time was... maybe it was just in the way it was phrased. Okay. Fair enough. The part that was cut out are destroyed, cut off at the root, made like a palm tree, so utterly done away with that they can come to no future searing existence, searing three dots existence. Okay. Never mind. I take it back, Polytech Society. We're still cool. For now. This is the way, Siha.
This is the way.
In which one, three dots, could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who is a, quote within quotes, burner up, end quote within quotes. He teaches a doctrine of burning up, and in this he trains disciples, end quote within quotes. And what, Siha, is the way in which one, three dots, could say, quote in quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who is not destined to another, parentheses, kind of, end parentheses, becoming. He teaches a doctrine of no other, parentheses, kind of, end parentheses, becoming, and in this he trains disciples, end quote in quotes. He for whom, Siha, future conception in a womb, becoming again, and rebirth are destroyed, cut off at the root, made like a palm tree, so utterly done away with that they can come to no future existence. Him I call one not destined to another, parentheses, kind of, and parentheses, becoming. For a truth finder, siha, future conception, three dots, can come to no future existence. This is the way, siha, three dots. And what, siha, is the way in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is one who is confident. He teaches a doctrine of confidence, and in this he trains disciples. End quote within quotes. Indeed, I, siha, am confident with the highest confidence. I teach a doctrine of confidence, and in this I train disciples. This is the way, siha, in which he's not even qualifying that. He's like, yeah, I'm confident. What about it? He's not saying, oh, I'm confident about being non-attached or whatever. No, yeah. Just, yeah, be confident. Guilty as charged. If that's a sin, lock me up. I'm confident. I teach confidence. Thus saith the Lord, right? This is the way, siha, in which one speaking truly of me could say, quote within quotes, the recluse Gotama is confident. He teaches a doctrine of confidence, and in this he trains disciples. End quote within quotes. End quote. I'm going to go ahead, even though we're leaving on a cliffhanger today, because Lord Buddha just said all that to siha, and we don't know. But I will say that for those of you who remember Tipitaka 1 on this series, it's very similar to what the Brahman says. I my eye jumped ahead and I could see because I have glasses now, that it's basically the same as what the Brahman said. So he's converting Brahmins at the beginning, converting Jainists in the middle of book 4 toward 2/3 of the way through book 4. What's next in book 8? I don't know. Okay, well, maybe Ajivika. That was fun. And for anybody who's just tuning in, so like, what is this? I'm just reading through the scriptures. That's it. And as I've mentioned in the introduction, I'm not a teacher. I'm just a guy who wants to read the scriptures. And so I'm reading them and sharing them in case there are others who want to hear them who don't have, access to them. Although they are available on archive.org. You can find them there, but it might get annoying watching, continually the screen. Trust me, it's not good for your eyes. So if you want, this podcast is also on Apple Podcasts. I try to put it on Spotify, but Spotify is really horrible. I mean, if you use... So Apple invented podcasts, and there's a certain format. There's a certain there's a code that you write them in using the XML file, the RSS feed, And so that's what I use. And Spotify sees that and they're like, oh, you're one of those Apple people. Well, we're going to punish you and randomly have episodes missing. So you can find Buddhist Books Podcast. And there are a number of other podcasts. There's a podcast called Tipitaka and a podcast called... I have podcasts for most of the books, the individual series within Buddhist Books Podcast. There's separate podcasts for each one. So you can find the one called Tipitaka most reliably on Apple Podcasts. You can try it on Spotify, but there will be episodes missing. If you want to just listen to this on headphones and, otherwise you can play it on YouTube, but I wouldn't recommend staring at the screen the whole time. At least close your eyes for part of it, or look at a distant star, look at an airplane in the distance. And, okay. So, that's that. And, we're back on track. In other words, it's been less than a month since Tipitaka 172, in between 172 and 173, only 3 days, I think. We'll try to keep up that rhythm. And, that way it won't take 1,000 years to finish the Tipitaka, It'll only take a decade or two. I don't know exactly how long, but we'll see. Someone will see. Okay. I'll go ahead and do the closing now. And, yeah. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.